The introduction of a primitive calculator, nicknamed the coffee grinder, in the late 1960s was the first relief the designers had from the long, tedious calculations involved in road design. Here's Peter French, IT desktop specialist.
When I started, they were using things called Brunswickers, and it was a mechanical calculator that you could move some levers and twiddle the dial, and away it would go and calculate you the numbers. It was basically a calculator. We had one of the first calculators in road design, and it was a valve-driven calculator that could add and subtract, multiply and divide. It perhaps had one memory, and it was about the size of a desktop PC that we use now. And you had to turn it on about 5 minutes before you wanted to use it so it could warm up. So that was the limit of our technology at that stage. I was at Blacktown then. I remember two terminals and a plotter turned up. And nobody seemed to know what to do with it, so I was elected out of the office to see what this thing did. And basically they were terminals that could connect to the mainframe in Sydney, and we would do some design, and it was all character based, so you'd get printouts and then you'd get a plot, which was done in Sydney in the first instance. Then we ended up with graphic terminals so that you could actually see it in front of you. The next big thing from there was to go to a workstation. We bought Apollo workstations, so instead of having to send all the information across the phone lines into town and calculating it all on the mainframe and then the picture being sent down the line, which took considerable time, and we used to have magazines beside the terminal so that when you issued a command, you'd sit back and read some of the magazine until the picture came back. So the next big thing was these Unix workstations, which was a mini mainframe compared to what we'd been using before.
Russell Ayling, now a senior support specialist with Fujitsu, also witnessed the introduction of the Apollo workstations.
One of the fairly senior managers there, Alan Lowe, he was actually there when we were unpacking this thing, and he was plugging in the memory boards and screwing it together, and it was great, you know. And we were really thrilled to have one of these things because they were pretty much cutting edge technology. They were sort of, I don't know, four times, maybe eight or ten times more powerful than the typical desktop PCs that were starting to come in at that stage. And they had this great graphics screen on them. Mm. And so 1988-89, we were just putting these things in and training people to use them, and it was a really hectic period. By mid-1989, we had something like 200 Apollos all over the state. One stage we were running training courses sort of back-to-back for weeks on end, it seemed like. And not all the designers were using MOS at that stage, but once the Apollos came in, it was available to many more people. So there were people who were learning MOS from scratch, there were people who were learning MOS as a transition from the mainframe, and before that we had to teach them how to actually run the Apollo workstation, because it was a completely different environment to what they were used to. You know, it was a graphics environment, and they were all on a network, and I mean, that's pretty passe these days. And it was good because some of them hadn't used a mouse before. You know, this was still in the days when, you know, having a mouse on your PC was a fairly rare sort of thing.
Parallel with developments in hardware was an evolution of design and surveying software. Russell recalls the introduction of MOS software in the 1980s, and Dr. Lee Gregory, Managing Director of 4D Solutions, describes the package 4D Model, which was very useful for concept planning.
It was an interesting time when MOS came in, because that was a complete change in the way that they did their design and their surveying. The older computer programs, they used a completely different method and a much more restricted method for collecting the information. They'd sort of have a line where they wanted the road to go, and at various changes along there, they'd take a cross section and they just measure out the levels across. And the computer program would do that. You'd actually see them plotted up. They're almost thinking two-dimensionally. And MOS was, because it was a surface modelling package, it worked with a three-dimensional model of the whole area that you were working with.
Now, a 4D model was then the next step in the computer evolution, it was designed in those days to run on things like Spark, Sun Sparks, or Apollo computers they were then. They were called workstations, and they were networked together. From day one, they were networked together. So we wrote that, and we aimed at a particular market, again, the civil engineering market, for people doing concept planning work. So the main roads was using its MOS for its detailed road design, but there was this area that you want to be able to look at something very rapidly, not too much detail, but looking at large sections of roads before it got down to a final design. Was what they did. And this concept planning could be a 3 or 4 year process where they worked out where the route was going to be, tried to decide which was the best route. And you looked at it with broad brush type information. Then once you determined where the route was going to be, you would survey it much more accurately and do your final design. So we wrote this package for that area. So we saw it as a niche market. And one of our early customers was the RTA.